Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation. Talk about the primary difference between the way men and women do communicate.
Get me an ice bag, will you?
For your head?
No, Edith, I want to build an igloo.
98% of women want their man to talk to them more about their own personal feelings.
The world keeps turning over, and every time it turns, it leans on me.
I'm Jim Burns. Well, men and women are different. Well, that's pretty obvious. But in marriage relationships, that can sometimes lead to conflict. However, you may be surprised to learn that these differences are not the result of stubbornness, pride, and resentment. They're actually part of God's plan to help a man and a woman grow closer together in their marriage. Well, Walt Larimore is a medical doctor who is also a bit of a romantic. He met his future wife, Barb, when they were both only 5 years old in the sandbox, believe it or not. Well, today, the Larimores are on a mission to help married couples do a better job of understanding each other's differences, especially the ones that come hardwired into our brains. His brain, her brain, and differences in marriage is our theme today on Homeward. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Got a couple of marriage programs for you over the next three or four broadcasts. We'll be talking with Dr. Willard Harley about defending traditional marriage. And on today's program, Dr. Walt Larimore and his wife Barb. They've written an outstanding book. This is a fascinating book to read. I've really enjoyed it, and I know a lot of couples have gotten a lot out of this too. When you understand the fact that men and women think differently, I know that's a radical concept, but our brains are wired differently, and they've written a book called His Brain, Her Brain. And today, during the next half hour, we're going to talk about the differences in marriages that arise when we realize that husbands and wives approach marriage differently because they think differently. Now, with part one of today's program, here's Jim.
What you're about to hear is a program that is geared more for parents than it is for young children. In fact, if you have any kids listening with you right now, you might want to go straight to our website at homeward.com so you can review the program on your own.
Welcome to Homeward. Very important program today. I'm Jim Burns, Dr. Walt Larimore, and Barb Larimore with us today. We're talking about His Brain, Her Brain, and differences in marriage. You know, men and women are wired differently, and understanding those differences, I think, is the key that's going to create a happy and an intimate marriage. Dr. Walt Larimore has practiced family medicine for more than 20 years. He's written numerous books, including Supersized Kids, 10 Essentials of Highly Healthy People, and has been married to his childhood sweetheart, Barb, for over 30 years now. Barb was born and raised in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and at the age of 5, she actually met her future husband and her best friend, Walt. Is that an incredible story? She's also an educator and a brand new grandmom, but also we have a grandpa in there, too. Welcome to our program, Walt and Barb.
Thank you. It's
great
good
to be back
here
with you, Jim.
Boy, this grandparenting thing is a new deal, but it's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it changes. Barb said, wish we could have gone straight to that, you know.
Bypass those years with Scott.
Yeah, we're looking for a T-shirt. Jim says, what happens at grandma's stays at grandma's.
That is very, very good. Well, when you get that T-shirt, you'll have to, you know, have to take a picture and, you know, send it over here to Homeward.
Go.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of times we don't have interviews over the phone, and you're at Focus on the Family Studios. We're here at the Homeward Studios. But so badly, I wanted to talk to you about this particular conversation because, well, we know that men and women are different. It's innate in our minds. But sometimes it seems like the best thing for a marriage is to take the advice of what you quoted, Katharine Hepburn, in your book, His Brain, Her Brain, when she said, I wonder if men and women really suit each other. Perhaps the key to making a marriage work is for the husband and the wife to actually live next door to each other and then visit now and then. I mean, that really is, when I've told that quote now in the last week to a couple people, they've laughed and then they've kind of sighed and said, you know, that could be true.
Jim, it's the perfect picture of a couple that doesn't understand that these divinely designed differences between men and women, which can distract us and drive us apart and lead to divorce, are actually designed to make us stronger than we'd ever be apart. And so for the last 35 years of marriage counseling that we've done, as we've discovered these differences and explained them to couples, Jim, it's like the lights go on. People say, now I understand why she's the way she is, or Barb will say,
now I get it.
Yeah.
It's actually allowed us to laugh about differences
right.
that used to really irritate
yeah.
us.
You know, and that's the same with Kathy and myself. We had this aha moment early in our marriage where we kind of realized I was trying to make Kathy more like me and she was trying to make me more like her, and that wasn't going to work, and we had this aha experience. Now, what was interesting is back in my graduate school days at Princeton, I was told that pretty much men and women were wired the same, and it didn't seem right to me, but they had, you know, there was academic and intellectual backing for it. Now, Walt, you say that literally they come out of the womb differently, and I want, for the benefit of us who did not go to med school, for you to give us kind of the 60-second version of kind of the differences between a woman's brain and a man's brain.
Yeah, it's dramatic. In fact, our opening chapter in the book is as different as night and day,
yeah.
and these differences aren't inculcated by social engineers. They literally happen in the womb. There's genetic differences between the male brain and the female brain. There are hormonal differences that begin 6-7 weeks into gestation. One researcher says it's now beyond dispute. When a boy or girl is born, his or her mind is made up. It's already formed. It's almost as if they're quoting the Psalms about how intricately we're woven together. And as we talk about the differences, Jim, I think it's important to emphasize that not every difference we talk about occurs with every man and every woman. But most of our audience will find that most of these differences, in fact, reside with all of us, and understanding them and how they fit together really can strengthen relationships. In fact, our marriage, I think, has become stronger because we've written the book and learned some of these principles.
Sure. You know, we begin to accept each other that way. And yet it begins early. I mean, Barb, you have given birth to both a son as well as a daughter, and you say that a mother can literally feel the differences, sometimes even in the womb. I want you to talk about that for a minute.
Well, I found that there were great differences. Kate, you know, in the womb, did not move as much as Scott did. He was twitching all of the time. You know, I rarely got to sleep a full night with him. My sense of smell, for instance, was probably on high level alert, but even more so carrying a little boy. Why is that? I'm not really sure. And we wrote the book together. But, you know, there were differences. You know,
Jim, when they little boys have this rush of testosterone in the womb, and it has dramatic effects. There's a connection between the left brain and the right brain called the corpus callosum. 300 million fibers, lightning-fast fibers that connect the left and right brain. But that testosterone surge literally dissolves the corpus callosum. It may dissolve 30, 40, 50% of it. So his left and right brain are not nearly as well connected as hers. The testosterone surge thickens bones. Barb says, particularly the skull bone.
You know, makes him a little hard-headed, Jim.
Little boys. And it also changes processing. The testosterone surge actually dissolves processing fibers, particularly between the emotional centers and verbal centers in little boys. Little boys and the men they grow up to be cannot talk about emotions. Their wiring is not connected for that. Now, those little boys, because of that testosterone surge, can be single-minded and indefatigable and seek mission and independence and, you know, all the scriptural admonitions for him to be the leader and pastor and priest and provider and protector all begin with some of these changes early on. But it does affect the muscles. That testosterone surge causes all his muscles to twitch much more frequently than hers.
Okay, got it. That's so fascinating because, you know, having all girls who are now 24, 22, and 20, I'd say there's some testosterone surges among some of the boys that come to visit the Burns household in a
there
different
you
manner.
Go.
But you mentioned the E word, emotions. I read a quote in your book, His Brain, Her Brain, that says 98% of women want their man to talk to them more about their own personal thoughts, feelings, plans, emotions, and questions. I mean, is it true that the woman is much more emotionally connected and a man has trouble with that?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. He is so compartmentalized in his thinking and in his emotions that he really can't connect A with B. whereas her brain is so highly connected between the emotional center and the verbal center that she needs to talk out her feelings, so to speak, and get it all out there, whereas he needs so much more time to process his emotions. It's amazing, the difference between the two.
Well, it's fascinating when you say it, because you write about intuition, and most of us agree that this is something that really a woman is better at, better with kids, better in the marriage than a man. Talk about how a wife can put intuition to good use in a marriage.
It's just stunning. I wish I had recognized this, Jim, earlier in our marriage, but what the studies show, the researchers show, is that her eyes are better able to pick up facial expression and eye movement than his. Her ears are better tuned to hear tonal differences in voice. And so she's able to put together, not at the rational level, but almost at a subconscious level, these intuitions or these conclusions based on all sorts of data that she's received. She can't explain it. She cannot rationalize it, but it's uncannily correct. And so what I've learned is I don't get frustrated that I don't have that. I've learned to appreciate that Barb does have that. And so through our marriage, we have a number of major mistakes that we've made. And Jim, without exception, they're when I didn't learn to appreciate Barb's intuition.
Boy, isn't that interesting. Great input. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And when we do, I think part of this intuition is something that you cite in research about recalling memories, how women can do that better. Mm-hmm. And I think every man is probably saying, boy, is that the truth?
I was just thinking the same thing, Jim. There's not a man listening to us right now who's like, wow, I really wish they weren't wired that way, because every time we have conflict, she remembers every other time we had conflict. But seriously, though, the reason that we can do a better job in marriage, and we have the capacity to do so, is because we can understand and appreciate the differences. And that's what our conversation is about here today, here on the Homeward Broadcast. Dr. Walt Larimore, his wife Barb with us. We're talking about his brain and her brain and differences in marriage. We have their book up on our website today at homeward.com. Also want to remind you too that if you're looking for a marriage resource to help you grow closer with each other and in your walk with the Lord as a married couple, you want to check out Dr. Jim Burns' book that he wrote with his wife Kathy called Closer. And it's a book of conversation starters to get the faith conversation started in your marriage. You can order a copy of Closer from Homeward, and a portion of the proceeds goes to supporting our ministry at the same time. Learn more when you go to homeward.com.
There are far too many couples who are worried today that they'll never be able to create intimacy in their marriage because they don't always agree with each other. Well, if that's your situation right now, I have some good news for you. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward. If you and your spouse agreed on everything, well, then one of you wouldn't be necessary in your relationship. God made each one of us to be different, and He also gave each of us the capacity to understand a differing point of view without necessarily agreeing with it. That's what empathy is all about. Dr. Les Parrott is a family counselor and a good friend of mine. He says 90% of our struggles in marriage would be resolved if we did nothing more than see that problem from our partner's perspective. I agree. You don't always have to see eye to eye with your spouse, and you certainly don't have to fix all of his or her problems. Just be there to listen with empathy and real concern. That's a great way to go about creating intimacy in your marriage. I'm Jim Burns with Something to Think About from Homeward.com. Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Boy, learning a lot today. We're talking about his brain, her brain, and the differences in a marriage. Dr. Walt Larimore with us, also his wife, Barb Larimore. He has practiced family medicine for more than 20 years, written some great books. They've been married for over 30 years. Barb met Walt when she was 5, and that's a pretty incredible statement. Barb is also an educator, and it's just great to have them with us today. Some favorite people of mine. We were talking right before the break about how women and men obviously look at things differently and remember things differently and on. Well, one of the things that I thought was so fascinating, and I just circled this, you cited in research in your book, His Brain, Her Brain, that you indicated that women do a better job of recalling memories than men do. And I put a smiley face because that is so much the Burns family. I mean, Kathy will remember a song that we were dating to. I don't remember the song. I don't even remember the date. I don't remember what I ate last Thursday, but she does. And I want you to talk about that, how that's a benefit in our parenting, in our marriage, also how it can be a detriment in our marriage.
Well, it really can. We talked about that testosterone surge in the last segment. When little girls are in the womb, there's an estrogen surge. And it, Jim, the estrogen actually increases the connections between a little girl or a woman's verbal centers and her emotional centers. And it actually causes her emotional memory center to become huge. Just like his sex drive center is very large, her emotional center is very large. And Barr put an excellent analogy in the book of how a woman's brain works like a computer.
And a woman's brain, Jim, never shuts down. Whereas he is so compartmentalized, he can jump from A to B to C and never connect any of that. Her brain literally never shuts down. Just like having a computer program up and running, and you have all these pop-ups popping up all the time, interfering, disrupting her train of thought, and yet she has two or three, maybe four or five different programs running in the background. And oh, by the way, there's an Excel spreadsheet or two. And so she is going from A to B to C to D, back to A to B, and it's constant. And that's how she is emotionally.
It's like her brain is this wonderfully connected ball of wires, it's always on, it's always operating, and his is like a chest of drawers. I mean, guys have a drawer for sex and a drawer for work and a drawer for their wife and a drawer for their kids and a drawer for relationships and a drawer for the in-laws and a drawer for the hobbies, and they have a nothing drawer. I mean, literally, Barbara will look at me sometimes and say, "What are you thinking?" And I'll say,
"He'll say nothing." And I'm like,
and she can't,
"You
got
to be
it.
Joking because my brain is on all the time."
And so understanding that is absolutely critical in a couple different ways. I'll give you an example. We work with a mission training group, and not too long ago, there was a disaster where some of their missionaries were traveling from Colorado Springs up to Denver, had a van wreck, and a couple of missionaries died. And when we found that information out, I needed time. I needed to go to my nothing drawer. I needed to process more slowly, and I needed to process by talking to myself. That's how his brain is built. Her brain is built to process much more quickly. She has to process by talking. She can't process by not talking, and she needed to do it quickly. So in this case, understanding that, Barb was able to let me go to my alone place, and I understood why she needed to go talk to Penny, her best friend. Not resenting how we were built, but understanding that a difference allowed us to begin the process of coping with that trauma. And then later, a few hours later, to get together and begin to talk about it. And Jim, the book is chock full of hundreds of examples and tips of how to take these brain differences, but then actually apply them in a way that allows our marriages to be stronger and more secure.
Well, that makes sense, because when you said the resenting word, I think sometimes there are times when I resent the strength that Kathy has to keep processing and keep that computer that Barb, you were talking about. But I think there's also times when Kathy may resent the fact that I literally can shut it off. Right now, we're going to talk about the kids, but let's don't move into finances, or let's don't move into the other things.
Mm-hmm.
How do you begin to appreciate this God-given, you know, difference that's been created in us when sometimes it becomes, you know, some of the biggest conflict areas in a marriage?
Oh, without question. We have two chapters on communication specifically because of that. And Barb has filled those chapters with tips for women on how to get your husband to communicate and how to communicate with him, understanding that his brain is a chest of drawers.
And with that understanding, I don't become resentful when he can't hop from drawer A to drawer B that I want to talk about in a moment's notice. And so I have learned over the years to make an appointment with Walt. You know, it sounds really crazy, but maybe at breakfast time I'll say, do you think at lunchtime that maybe we can talk about Scott and how he's doing at school, or maybe talk about our summer vacation? So I've made an appointment with him lunchtime. I give him an agenda, either the family vacation or how Scott's doing at school. I've given him a topic.
Well, she's given me time to
and given him that. Time to process that and to think about it just a little bit.
Oh, and then she gives me a time limit, Jen.
Yes,
this is
I
huge.
Let him know that I only want to talk 10 to 15 minutes. So he knows that he doesn't have to listen forever and ever and ever to me talk.
Boy, is that a relief.
And then the best thing that I found is that I tell him whether I need him to just listen to me.
That's really good.
Or do I need him to help me fix it? And so that puts him at ease away.
We've got that fix it drawer, right? And so she starts talking to me. I want to fix it. And when she's able to say, I just need you to listen because I need to process this by talking. Jim, now it sets me free. I'm not fearful of those conversations. You know, I look forward to them.
Yeah.
It's really been helpful in our marriage.
No, the communication side is so powerful with this. I want you to take some of the final moments of this particular segment. Talk about the primary difference between the way men and women do communicate. You know, where women need to vent while men need to think. You've been talking about it, but give us, you know, continue to kind of help us understand that, because I think that's a core to what we're talking about today in terms of differences in marriage.
Well, one thing that women are really good at is indirect talk. You know, they indirectly talk to their children all day long. It starts when women are raising babies. You know, you probably, many women out there will understand when I say you talk to your baby as if, you know, your baby can really respond, whereas you really have this infant and you're letting the infant know the sound of your voice and the different inflections and the tone of voice and on and on and on. So we carry that over to when our husbands come home at night or the other men in our lives, and we just talk indirectly to them. Instead of saying, you know, on garbage night, I'll say, Walt, can you take out the garbage can tonight?
And my little concrete box goes, well, I could.
You know, he's strong enough.
Because guys are very direct. We actually use language to mean something, you know, just the fewest words that I need. And so, you know, Barb will say, you know, you've never something. And I'll immediately think of six exceptions to that. Right. She's speaking indirectly. I'm thinking directly.
And over-exaggerating, for sure. Whereas he is just, give me the facts. Speak directly to me. So I can either choose to get mad or irritated or annoyed at him when it's time to take the garbage out, for instance. And so usually on the night before, I'll say, tomorrow is garbage day. Would you please take out the garbage can in the next 10 minutes?
Yeah, now. But learning those differences, because each has its wonderful advantages, and yet they literally can drive us to distraction or drive us to divorce. And we believe that Christian marriage should be salt and light, satisfying, secure, lifelong, fun relationships that pour out into the neighborhoods in which God has placed each one of us. And yet in Christian marriages, sometimes our divorce rate is at or even higher than non-Christians.
And one of the reasons that we are devoting the rest of this broadcast week to this important topic is just that issue that Dr. Walt Blairmore just brought up today here on the Homeward Broadcast. Parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns, Roger Marsh here in the studio at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University. And Jim's conversation with the Blairmores about his brain and her brain and differences in marriages. And we have that book up on our website, by the way, at homeward.com. If you have the radio broadcast tab, you'll find the link to the book by Walt and Barb Blairmore. And Jim, this is so basic, and yet at the same time, it's easier for us to talk about this here in the studio than it is to actually play it out in real life. I know this has been an issue for you and Kathy in the years that you've been married too.
You know, when Kathy and I first got married, and I referred to this in our conversation, not easy. Two different people. You know, I'm an extrovert. She's an introvert.
Right.
She looks at finances different than I look at finances. You know, lots of issues like that. And we had to learn to appreciate our differences. We were very fortunate to figure that out somewhat early that, you know what, I'm not going to be able to change her. She's not going to be able to change me. So we're going to have to learn that we were hardwired different. And what attracted me to Kathy was what started bugging me. But what attracted me also, you know, were these great traits that she has. And today I can say that we're doing better. There are times when I'm sure I bug her. I don't know that she bugs me as much. But really, the difference issue is huge.
It's a big issue, and at the same time, it's one that if we can overcome it, I can see that thousands of marriages would be saved. And a couple of resources to share with you, of course, Jim and Kathy Burns have written a book called Closer that we talk about quite often here on the program. Also, Jim's book, Creating an Intimate Marriage, is one that you can order directly from our online resource center. It's a great book to read, regardless of how many years you've been married, whether it's been 5 months or 15 years, you will definitely benefit from the book Creating an Intimate Marriage. Both those books available for purchase in our online resource center. And when you buy Jim's books from homeward.com, a portion of the proceeds goes to support supporting our ministry. We are a completely listener-supported broadcast outreach. We rely on your financial support. As a matter of fact, even if you don't buy a book, if you would be kind enough to share a gift with us today, as we're nearing the end of our calendar year here, we appreciate your tax-deductible donations to homeward.com. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.